Let's open up our Bibles this morning, if you have one with you, to James chapter 4, verse 8. I'm going to be looking at one verse this morning in a very short and simplified message today. It's actually not even a whole verse, it's a half a verse. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay because it's pretty easy. Let me read it to you. James writes this, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Let's pray. God, would You help us in our brief time together? Would You speak to us things that would be helpful for us in the coming year? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we start a brand new year, the year 2017, and there's something about new beginnings that kind of brings perspective. It kind of brings freshness. It gets us thinking about not only the past, but it gets us thinking about the future. It has us considering hopes and dreams that we have for the coming year. So just in your mind, think about, what do you hope for in 2017? This is a question we talked about at a New Year's Eve gathering last night, right before the ball dropped, just kind of going around the room. What is it you hope for in 2017? In other words, next year at a New Year's Eve party or a family gathering or sitting by yourself as the year ending and the ball's about to drop, turning to 2018, what do you hope to be able to look back and say, this is what happened in this past year? Can I suggest that among all the other hopes you may have, and you may have lots of them, the most satisfying of them would be to be able to say at the end of 2017, my relationship with Christ flourished this year. I experienced God's nearness. There were ups and there were downs, and I'm sure there will be in 2017, but my experience of God was bigger. I'm closer to God than I was a year ago. That's the invitation and the promise of James 4:8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. So, just two simple points, the invitation and the promise. So let's look at the invitation of this passage. Let's look at the promise of this passage. And first, when we look at the invitation, let's understand what this verse isn't. We have to understand what it's not before we understand what it is. This verse is not a salvation call. This verse is not a verse on how to get right with God, how to be saved. Because the clear gospel message that we celebrate at Christmas is this: God loved us before we loved Him. God drew near to us while we were running away from Him. That's what Christmas teaches us. That's what the incarnation is all about. In the words of the song, "O Holy Night, long lay the world in sin and error, pining, waiting, yearning." That was our condition till He appeared, and the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morning. Fall on your knees. That's the message of Christmas, is God came near through the birth of His Son. He came to save us from our sins. He came to be Emmanuel, God with us. So what do these verses mean? Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Here's what I think they mean. It's an invitation for a Christian to deliberately cultivate fellowship with God. It's an invitation to all of you here today who are Christians to deliberately cultivate a relationship with God in the year 2017. To, on a regular and consistent basis, place yourself at the feet of Jesus and learn from Him and listen to Him and be with Him and draw near to Him. Now, there's no specified formula for this. There's no right way to draw near to God. There are many ways to do this. It happens in many ways in many places. Let me give you some examples. You draw near to God when you wake up in the morning and spend time in prayerful meditation on Scripture. You read through Scripture. You meditate, you think about it, you pray it back to God. You're drawing near to God. You draw near to God through corporate times of worship like we just experienced. You draw near to God through private times of worship. You draw near to God through family Bible reading times. You draw near to God by regular church participation. You draw near to God when you use your gifts to serve God or the church or one another. You draw near to God when you engage in regular fellowship with other Christians, like what happens in our community groups, but not exclusively those opportunities. Regular fellowship with other Christians has a way of drawing us near to God. You draw near to God through faithful gospel outreach and witness, like we just heard about from Jim and Amy. How many of you have experienced that? You go to do the outreach, you go thinking you're going to others, and you are, but in turn, God draws near to you, and you experience His presence as you do. You draw near to God by fasting from things like food or entertainment or your phone for a period of time to spend time with God. You draw near to God through deliberate times of solitude, spending a half a day away, a day away, and many other things I could mention. But rather than thinking of those things as, oh my, these are things I have to do this year, I got to put those on the list, I got to make a New Year's resolution to do all of those things, think of all of those things and many others as God's invitation to you, saying, draw near to me. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. You know, many years ago, my parents started a new Christmas tradition. They told all of their grandchildren that they would rather them not give them gifts on Christmas, but instead they asked them during the year to find a Bible verse that was meaningful to them and memorize it. Commit it to memory. Write it down on a piece of paper. Maybe add some artwork or add some other things that prettied it up a little bit. And then, as the family gathered around Christmas time, to stand up one by one and present their memory verse to my parents and thus the entire family as well. It's been a beautiful Christmas tradition over the years as they have filled scrapbooks full of these from each of their grandchildren year after year after year, and it's teaching the kids to hide God's word in their heart. Another part of that tradition, though, is that my parents also do the same. They memorize a verse and they present it to the kids kind of as a charge or a challenge or an encouragement for the upcoming year. This year, the verse my mom and dad chose was, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And my mom, in explaining about this verse, she told a story of when she was teaching in children's ministry here at this church. And this was the verse they were talking about in class. And she said to the little teeny kids, what do you think it means to draw near to God? And one of the little girls in the class said, well, here's what I think it means. When you're coloring with your crayon and your paper, to start drawing and then ask Jesus to sit next to you and draw near to Jesus. That's super cute. And it's easy to kind of giggle at that, but there is some powerful truth in that, as my mom explained to our family that day. That's the invitation of this verse, to take every part of our day, whether we're coloring with crayons on paper, or whether we're sitting with Bible in hand, or whether we're walking in for corporate worship on Sunday, or heading to community group on a Thursday night when we're tired, or driving in our car, or using the internet, or talking on the phone, or sitting at work in our cubicle, to take all those opportunities as opportunities to say, Jesus, would you sit next to me? Would you be with me right now? Would you help me, because of the blood of Christ shed for me, to draw near to you? God invites you in 2017 to take every opportunity you have to draw near to Him. Let's now consider the promise. That was the invitation. Now let's look at the promise, because this is an amazing promise. If you think about it, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. You ever thought about that? The God of the universe draws near to you. All that God is, He Himself draws near to you. He brings all that He is, and He sits next to you while you color, while you pray, while you worship, while you work, while you ride in your car. Hebrews 11:6 says this: without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you might wonder, why is that true? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The writer of Hebrews continues and says, for whoever would draw near to God must have two things. He must believe that God exists. Yeah, to draw near to God, you have to believe that He exists. That's true. And that He rewards those who seek Him. Do you believe that God rewards those who seek Him? What does He reward us with when we seek Him? Well, this passage tells us, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The reward that we get by earnestly seeking Him and believing that He exists is we experience more of Him. We experience more of His love. We experience more of His peace. We experience more of His joy. We experience more of His perseverance as we go through trials, which we inevitably will go through in 2017. We experience His steady hand when life seems to be falling apart. We experience His comfort when we mourn. We experience His mercy. We experience His power and strength when we need it. We experience His wisdom when we don't know what to do. We experience His holiness and His glory and His forgiveness when we sin. And we experience His perfect cleansing from guilt and so much more. So at the end of 2017... 364 days from today, when you're looking back and thinking, what was 2017 like? Wouldn't it be great to be able to look back and say, you know what? I had some real ups and downs in 2017. But here's the reality. I know God better than I did last year. God has been near to me. God comforted me when I mourned. God gave me joy when there was things to celebrate. God was present. I've experienced Him. He's carried me, and I love Him more than I did a year ago. If so, like my mom encouraged our family to do, and like I'll encourage you to do, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Let's pray. God, what an amazing invitation. And what an astounding promise. And I pray for myself and I pray for my brothers and sisters at Providence Church that this would be a year that would be marked by us taking every opportunity that we have to draw near to you. And God, I pray that each one of us would be able to look back at the end of the year and say, God was near me this year. Thank you so much for the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ, which makes us drawing near to God possible. In your holy name we pray. Amen.